Well, the CDC is giving the green light to Moderna and Johnson & Johnson COVID booster shots, unanimously endorsing the boosters for use on Thursday. Let's bring in Yahoo Finance's Anjali Kamlani. And Anjali, I mean, this essentially sets things up so people can kind of mix and match any of the vaccines, those three shots. How significant is this development when you think about where the infection rates are right now, especially with some of those breakthrough infections?
Right. Well, Akiko, that's actually the great news that came out of the CDC's approval yesterday. So those are actually two separate issues. So let's tackle them. First and foremost, they did, in fact, approve the booster doses for Moderna and Johnson & Johnson. And it was a different for each other. Moderna's approval mirrors that of Pfizer's, which is that it is 6 months after the primary course is over and for certain subsets of the population, including largely speaking, those 65 and older with underlying health conditions. Conditions for 18 through 64, as well as those who are exposed to work, again, in that 18 to 64 age range. But for Johnson & Johnson, it is 2 months after the initial dose, and it's for anyone 18 years and older. So that really sets the tone for Johnson & Johnson to essentially be a two-dose vaccine when compared to the actual booster idea. So that's where things stand for that. But the CDC also decided to finally give some official guidance on mixing and matching doses based on global experience, as well as a recent NIH study that showed that the mRNA vaccines are the strongest boosters even for Johnson & Johnson. However, some health experts have pointed out that there are those rare side effects and to be mindful of the subsets of the population that impacts the most. And that is for Johnson & Johnson younger women and for the mRNA vaccines younger males. So that's where things stand right now. And the CDC hasn't really given any specific guidance other than it's up to you and your doctor. Meanwhile, we've also got some more good news. And if you're tired of talking about vaccines, there's more. Children's vaccines are really the next big thing that people are waiting for. And Pfizer finally gave us a look at the data through a press release today. And that is including a 90.7% effectiveness for kids 5 through 11. Any breakthrough cases, which there were just a handful, they were mild, and no sign of that myocarditis, that side effect that we were just talking about for younger males seen in that. The FDA advisory panel is set to discuss this next Tuesday. So stay tuned. Back to you.
More and more vaccine news to come. We love it. Anjali, thanks so much for bringing us that report.